Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today, because it is Constitution Day, is what we know of the Constitution and what we're taught of the Constitution. What it is that we've been taught of the Constitution has been the narrative driven by the mainstream media. It's been said the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And we've known for some time, friends, in this country, that the information that we have concerning political talk is contrast and is foreign to the Constitution of the United States of America as to what it was that our forefathers established. So if we're going to talk about Constitution Day in celebration of Constitution Day, well, then let's talk of the Constitution, because the way we've been taught the U.S. Constitution is not the Constitution at all. As I said, what we know today is in contrast to what our forefathers taught us concerning the Constitution. It's that political language that's been made to make lies sound truthful. It's the establishment that embeds itself and protects itself from the Constitution of the United States of America. What I want to do is I want to hit on that today because I want people to understand that what we're told of the Constitution, folks, is not the Constitution at all. I mean, how many times on this show have I nailed the topic of the Republican versus the Democrats, which is unconstitutional? It's unconstitutional. When we talk about the right versus the left, it's unconstitutional. When we listen to politicians talk about democracy, it's unconstitutional. When we hear of federal and state governments acting outside of their scope of authority, it's unconstitutional. But again, there's been a political language created to make lies sound truthful. That's the language of politics, you know. And again, if it was that of what our forefathers established, what we have today wouldn't survive. And the opposite is true concerning where we're at today. Now, before we get to that, I just wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over online, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. We are broadcasting live from Michigan. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, left top side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We follow the Christ. Folks, back in 1917, there was a man named Oscar Calloway. And what he did is he entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. And during that time, concerning the content of his congressional record in the disturbing content in which he entered, he was warning the people as to what we are dealing with back in 1917. And because we haven't taken heed to his warnings, we're in the very predicament today that we are. Well, some people might say, well, what are you talking about, Brad? What exactly are you talking about? Well, when we look at what he entered in 1917 concerning this disturbing statement, he had told us that J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. This was in 1917. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States, okay? To control the narrative. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. What am I talking about? Folks, there's over 1,500 newspapers. There's over 1,100 magazines. There's over 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers owned by 6 corporations globally. Folks, the mainstream media literally drives the narrative concerning every single thing that you're talking about today. Folks, they're trying to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. And when you consider the source concerning the said news reporters, as they like to be called, you'll understand exactly why it is we are in the position that we are today. When I think of that of Richard Salent, the former president of CBS News, he has said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is your mainstream media. Okay? Walter Cronkite said that news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. The New York Times stated of itself by Herman Dismore that the New York Times is deliberately on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Okay? This is coming straight out of their own mouth. Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are. Not what the facts are. Folks, it's been said we report, you decide. It should rightly be said that we decide on what we report because that's exactly how you get your information. Now, for those that didn't know, Amber Lyon, the former journalist of CNN, she had said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to administrations. She was told to construct stories
here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Into the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're broadcasting live from Michigan. We're going to be in Centerville in about an hour here. I'm the main speaker, the keynote speaker. Ted Nugent and Cruz over there right now. It looks like they got a good crowd going. I don't know. I can't see very much of what's going on over there. But we will be over there at 5:15. I begin speaking. So if you're in the area, please come out and say hello. We have other events set up tomorrow. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we did an event yesterday. And we're busy little bees, to say the least. But we are doing what we're doing because we believe that we can win the day. Folks, I wanted to let you know that the information that I'm giving to you right now is pertinent. And you ask the question, why is it pertinent? Because things in this country aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And I was just highlighting during the last segment as to how Oscar Calloway enters into the congressional record information on J.P. Morgan, who meant to control the narrative in the United States of America back in 1917. Going fast forward to what I was just sharing with you again during the last segment, Amber Lyon, who's a former journalist for CNN, she said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administrations. That's criminal, by the way. She has shared with us that CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. And we can see how this all started, and we can see where all things have now ended, at least in the present. And they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse until the American people deal with the mainstream media. I've shared this with you several times, but it's worth reiterating. Dr. Udo Ufkat. He's a former German editor and journalist who repented, who came out and he wrote a book exposing the CIA's control over all of the majority of journalists. And he said that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said that he was taught to lie by the CIA to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists, which only goes right back to the former CIA director, William Casey, under Ronald Reagan, who had said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." And what I'm trying to get to here, friends, is the fact that it's Constitution Day. It's Constitution Day, and people are celebrating the Constitution. But when I look at what they're celebrating to be the Constitution and what I know to be the Constitution, they're two different stories. They're like oil and water. And when I make the point of it's a language, a political language made to make lies sound truthful, folks, that's exactly what it is. The conversations that you hear through the mainstream media, and by the way, 99.9% of the conservative talking heads, their conversation is completely unconstitutional. Mind you, even if they make reference to the Constitution. And there's so many ways I can bring this. But I just got done sharing with you the mainstream media, how it's all bought and paid for. They have been the ones the mainstream media has, and the six corporations own globally, that have been driving the narrative. I also told you Vladimir Lenin is the one that said the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. So what we know of the Constitution today, at least from the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, it's not constitutional at all. How many presidents have you heard continuously inundate and reiterate the point that we are a democracy? Donald Trump called us a purified democracy. Every president has inundated us with the fact that we're a democracy when we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Boy, folks, I can't tell you how sick and tired I am of saying the same things. And how many times I shared the very points that I'm sharing with you right now, only to go back to another group of people that I spoke to a year ago, only to come back around full circle a year later, only to come back to listen to them talk the same exact way they were talking about a year ago. Isn't that the definition of insanity? Isn't that the definition of stupidity, ignorance, self-inflicting, self-destructive? It's Constitution Day, but how many people are actually talking about the Constitution? Because if they were, it would be the very document to tear down what you call the establishment today. And so many people declare that they're sick and tired of the establishment, yet they talk according to those that are driving the narrative. And folks, I'm not unclear in anything I'm saying right now. If that sounds confusing to you, it is. As I said earlier, we're told about how the Democrats are always warned against the Republicans and the Republicans are always warned against the Democrats. Neither one exists. See, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? That's right. We all know that that whole system is set up to divide and conquer, to pit Americans one against another. Divide and conquer. As Jesus said in Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself shall not stand. It will fall. So here we are today. It's Constitution Day, friends. Constitution Day. Do you know the language of the U.S. Constitution, or is it foreign to you? Do you know what the Constitution says? Because it's really simple to understand. Have you taken the time out of gratitude for those men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants over in third world countries? Have you taken the time out of gratitude to understand the laws that they were to uphold? Because it doesn't take you long to read all the documents. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, probably takes you 2.5 hours to read all three documents. If you'd like to take the time to read the Mayflower Compact, which is perceived to that, it's a good document to read, too. It'll help you understand who you are and where it is that you came from. So, folks, I'm trying to highlight the fact that it's Constitution Day. And I'm trying to highlight the fact that when we think of Constitution Day, we think of what we've always been told, very little of it in so many different ways, at least in context. We think about our founding documents. We think about what our forefathers established. Yet if our forefathers were to appear today, they would give us 30 minutes to explain to them what happened to their country, because they would look at us and they'd say to us, this is not at all what we established concerning this government. This is foreign to the government that we've established. And this is the point that I want to make. Folks, if you truly want to bring about resolve, then take the time to know the documents and be the strength of the U.S. Constitution. Because then and only then will you begin to understand who we are and where it is that we came from. And until we know where we came from, we're not going to know where we're going. And I strongly suggest that each and every one of us take heed to what the Constitution says and hold to it. Hey, folks, all this political language that you hear of today, as I've said, so much of it is unconstitutional. So much of it is unconstitutional. But because those in government say it, people believe it to be true. I shared with you just the other day, Roscoe Bartlett, who is a representative in Maryland, and went to the federal floor. I'm going to take a hard break here, friends. When I come back, I'll share that story for you and with you concerning Roscoe Bartlett in Maryland. Folks, going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The CDC is investing over $2 billion in controlling and preventing COVID infections across the healthcare industry. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives some details on the plan.
This includes improving laboratory capacity to detect infectious threats, training healthcare workers in a first-of-its-kind program, and expanding data so we can track infections real-time and monitor progress.
White House COVID-19 Coordinator Jeff Zients also saying that roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. This is USA Radio News. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is addressing concerns Republicans have about a phone call he had with his Chinese counterpart.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows women were responsible for nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019. The National Firearm Society finding that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal the number of men who purchased a firearm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, here's the deal, guys. We're doing live radio out of Michigan, and we have something called ComRack. And what that does, it takes phone calls regardless of where we're at. So I just got contacted by GCN during the break where we have two phone calls. So what I'll do, guys, is I'll take the first phone call, and we'll just go ahead and take it as it comes. How about Joe? Let's take Joe first. Joe, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, you and Tim definitely give your opinion enough, so I'm not going to give any opinion. But economically speaking, through the last year of the medical pandemic, this is an economic report. I am going to give you the site, and then I'm going to tell you very shortly, quickly. CSPDailyNews.com. Was that slow enough and clear enough?
Okay, ma'am, what's your point?
My point is Pacific Northwest, and you know about Oregon. Canada just bought up all of our local gas stations that pump Shell fuel. So we are being bought out by other countries. Coming back from what they say the pandemic is, there's a lot of new faces going on. Companies, local places are out of business. Well, I said I wouldn't give my opinion. Just go read the article and make your own opinion on that.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean to be like, I'm just saying.
I'm lost. Ma'am, I'm lost. You call in, you're coming at me like I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
and I'm asking,
no,
what is your point?
For the love of God, Level Quebec Elimination Couche-Tard Incorporated is moving forward with binding agreement for the acquisition of convenience stores, fuel retail sites. The whole Pacific Northwest has just been bought out by a Canadian company. And I think that is part of what is going on that you and Tim speak to. Is that a better way to come across?
Okay, it is. No, I understand a little bit. And it could be something that Tim had brought up because, I mean, I'm aware of what you're sharing and the obviousness of what's going on over the last 15 months, not just in this country, but on a global basis. I think it's very telling. We do know that during the beginning of this pandemic to the present, that the billionaires have amassed their wealth up to 27% more than where it was before. If the American people at this point don't wake up to what's going on, I don't know what to say to you, man, because, and I'm not suggesting that you're asking me that I should have the answer for you, but I am saying that it's quite telling what's going on here. I mean, throughout the day on radio, we hear the propagandists sitting there making up stories, literally making up stories, talking about how everybody's just going along with this and how Americans are happy today. It's everything we do. They're driving the narrative. And I would just so take a step back and ask the question, when are the American people going to quit allowing the bad guys to set the narrative? And when we put the foot down upon the necks of these people and begin to push back and drive our own narrative, that's when this is going to stop. That's when this is going to stop.
Well, I would like to add that we have been basically here on the quiet Oregon coast, living quite a different lifestyle forever. And so the narrative that you're talking about, we're all aware of it, but nobody here is buying into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your phone call.
I didn't mean to come off so harsh at the beginning.
No, we're good. Man, to be quite frank with you, it's been a rough 7 days, so do forgive me if I jumped on you for that, but that's just kind of where things are at right now. So with that said, GCN, let's go ahead and take John as the next caller. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Brian.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yeah, hey, I'm watching you, and I tell you what, I never really was into politics for the longest time of my life. I'm 58 years old, and I sit here, and I look. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. Here's the thing. Everything that's going on, it was like my wife, my pastor's wife, she got a strike because she put on YouTube for people that had COVID to call her in person. And she'd pray for them, but they put a strike against her, okay? I just got banned permanently because I was putting truth out for stuff, videos, and they're like, oh, well, this is against us. So how in the world can we stop this narrative? I'm the youngest of six kids at 58 years old. Majority of my family members have taken the jab. They think I'm totally cuckoo, and I know so many people that are just, I listen to everything you're saying, and you're saying exactly how I'm feeling, but what in the world do we do to take down this cabal to take our country back? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I honestly, I've been prepping, and that's really, and I've got a wife, and I'm trying to do what's right, and I know that we are totally, this country's nothing like it used to be, and I grew up in the 70s, and I tell you what, it was a great time, regardless, but now everybody's got their phone in their hand, and they're just, it's like the robots now. They're fed. They're everything's. You go into a grocery store and the propaganda is being pumped out about the COVID. You go into a bank, it's there. Everywhere you go on the radio, and there's no truth. Anything that's being truthfully being spoken is being totally censored and removed and denied. All the doctors, Dr. Michael Yeadon, Terry Tenpenny, everybody. Everybody's being shot down, I'm just a person that really small, and my platform was small, but it was totally removed. So you're a much bigger platform. So I have no idea of exactly what to do because I'm open. And I tell you what, I will die for this country to stop the tyranny that's happening.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Brian. So the question that you're bringing to me, at least proposing to me, is, you know, what do you do about it? Well, I'm just one person doing what I'm doing, too. And I'm being spent all across the country, 24/7. As you can tell, I'm sure, especially if you're watching me, I don't exactly like I'm up to 100% right now. But we're still out here doing it because we believe that we can do it because we know that God doesn't use the majority to prevail, but the minority. And we're going to keep going regardless. Listen, the bad guys can do what the bad guys do. They've been doing it since the beginning of time. But here's the fact of the matter. Grace still abounds. And the fact of the matter is we are here today. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And again, the bad guys can do whatever they want to do. But the fact of the matter is they're going to reap their own judgments. And I believe that right now many Americans are being tested by God to see if they'll hold to him and his word or if they're going to give way to man and reap the curse. I believe a lot of them are reaping the curse. But I also got to say this. Don't you believe for 1 minute the mainstream media's narrative when it comes to how many people? You just heard during the break, Brian, where they said over 210 million people have now received the jab. Baloney.
Right.
Baloney. That's not true. They know it's not true. Wasn't it Joe Biden just last week? Treasonous Joe? Disgraceful Joe? Wasn't it him that said that they're losing patience with the unvaccinated?
Yes.
If everybody got jabbed, why would he be complaining that he's losing his patience because they haven't got the jab yet? Well, what they do is they push the propaganda forward, and they want you to believe that 210 million people got the jab when, in fact, it's not true. I don't know one person, not one person, Brian, that has taken the jab. I do not know one person that's stuck in the middle way as to if this is true concerning this pandemic or is it false concerning this pandemic. I don't know anybody that's going along with it. You can say that's my right. small circle of people, but it's not. It's, we have to shut the mainstream media off. The only people that are freaking out right now are those that are watching television. And if we're out there with the people, it's a different conversation, and it's a different language outside of what the mainstream media feeds up 24/7.
Right. And I agree with you 100% there. The media is definitely the devil's using the media and social media and everything very strongly, and people are believing it. But I have to say that I do know I've got three sisters. All three of them took the jab. And my brother-in-law took the jab. His mom took the jab at 84 years old, and I got a buddy who's dead. I know several people that have taken it. I did talk a 94-year-old man out of taking it a few months back. I showed him a video, and his daughter, who's older than me, wanted him to take it, and she got very angry at me. We're friends, but I was like, you know what? I want to save this man's life. And he's like, I'm not taking that after he saw the video. So I'm trying to get the word out, especially in Ohio right now in Columbus. I guess they reinstated the mask mandate in all indoor buildings in Columbus. So I go to Menards and they're asking me, where's my mask? And they literally will not let you come in. They got a security guard there to stop you from coming in. And it's like we're having a replay of the end of last year right now. And
yeah,
what I've been told from watching these doctors that this spike protein, the mRNA that's going into people, that there's really bad things coming down the road from this.
That's right. That's right. And they're going to realize who the people are that are crazy. It's going to be those that took the shot. And that stuff is already transpiring. People are beginning to fall over left and right, dead from taking the vaccination. If you haven't taken the time, Brian, to go over to Health Impact News, do yourself a favor. Health Impact News, anybody thinks you're crazy, drive them to that page because it's all simply laid out for the simplest of people to understand. It's a great resource page. And, again, I think it's going to bring a lot of results to the issues. But I think even worse than that is the fact that when people start dying off from taking the shot, nobody's going to look at you and say you're crazy at all.
Right, so you say that's Health Impact News?
Health Impact News. Health Impact News. Folks, we got to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, President of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. We're going to go ahead and take Renee from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, hello. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much. I so appreciated your show. And then the morning show with Tim. It's just been just a godsend for me. I'm a retired flight attendant. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I retired July of last year. But I'm still on some certain blogs and things like that with flight attendants. And I noticed in February and March of this year, on the blog, some of the flight attendants, were one in particular, posed a question with that had 143 answers. Have other flight attendants gotten a jab? Okay, now they're fully vaccinated, right? Have you had any problems? You cannot believe the conversation, and I couldn't believe it. And even men that were having relations with somebody that were fully jabbed when they weren't, were having problems. And we're talking blood clots and bleeding and bruising. And that's when I said, you know, I'm glad I'm not putting up with that. But one of the things that I do, I just don't want to be around that. Just, yep. You know, it's there and it's happening. And you don't see that except for health impact. That's where you'll see it, is that health impact.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, Renee, I just did an article yesterday morning, and I basically titled the article, "You Can Only Hide It for So Long." And what it was is an article about a Detroit news anchor asking the question, for stories of unvaxxed dying from COVID. He gets over 180,000 responses of vaccine injured and dead instead. So what they're doing is they're asking the wrong questions because that's what they're told to ask. That's the narrative they're told to drive. If they know that they're censoring, they're complicit in these crimes against humanity. And we all know that you're going to be able to hide it for so long, as I just stated, before it comes out, and you're not going to be able to conceal the evidence of the injured and the dead because of the vaccinations.
You know, I saw that. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I saw that. And, you know, since I live in Michigan, you know, the local, that's kind of a local thing for me. You know, it's they're hiding it. Like you said, they're hiding it, calling something a variant, they're, you know, all kinds of things. And just FYI, this morning, a former classmate of my husband died, who was fully vaccinated, died of COVID. I said, of COVID or from COVID?
Yeah.
You know, from the shot. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, yeah. So, but thank you so much. I love your show. Absolutely love it. I've been sharing it, so I'm glad you're there.
Thank you, Renee. Totally appreciate it. GCN, any other phone calls down there? Okay, we're good to go. Thank you for that, by the way. Folks, I want to show you something really quick, and I'm going to go back to our friend Brian because he kind of struck a chord when he had brought up the information that he had brought up to us. If you're on social media platforms, great. If not, I'll go ahead and narrate. I'll do my best to get the audio for you concerning what I'm about ready to show you right now. This is insane. This is insane what I'm about ready to show you. But what it is an idiot, a brainwashed idiot, chasing down a woman inside of a store because she's not wearing a mask. And I want you to watch this, and I want you to do your best to listen to this just to show you the lunacy. And I want you to also keep in mind, friends, this is far and few between. And this isn't the majority of the people. But this is one of those things that we should highlight just to show you how some people are drinking in the narrative. And I want you to go ahead and check this out. Again, this is an individual chasing down a woman in a Target store, is I believe it what it is. And listen to what he has to say here.
Vaccinated?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Because I already have natural immunity.
Yes.
You're not going to follow me around in the store and point at me, people, so I will video you.
So we have state regulations.
And it's not law. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to insult me. So my wife is...
No,
Yeah. What are you doing?
This is So what? Leave her alone. You got your mask on your face. I'm sure you're vaccinated, too. He has a badge that says it.
I do. So my wife is a doctor who specializes in infectious disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she thinks that she just doesn't know what she's talking about.
It's her choice. It's her choice.
No, there's a store requirement and a state requirement.
You have a router.
It's
what are you doing for?
To come together.
You're not even talking. You're more than just harass people.
And to make sure that people are safe.
Follow me around.
Yeah.
These ladies have been very supportive.
Yeah. We're
wanted to make you understand that there is lunatics out there. And, again, I was thinking of you, Brian, when that struck the chord to pull up that video to show you what, in fact, is happening in some places in the United States. And this is what this is all about in the first place, is to divide the American people against each other. And I got another one here, too, as well. It's a little bit harder doing this on the road, friends, because I only got one screen in front of me, but I'm working on it. I'll get it for you. Just hold with me, please. Here's another video I wanted to show you before the end of the show. We got about 3 minutes left. And this is, again, our friend Ron Paul and his co-host. And they're going to cover something that I covered just a couple days ago, just to show you that this is all perpetuated as a fraud. Friends, they don't believe it. They know that this is a fraud. But I want you to check this out again, friends. And this is our friend Ron Paul. And you can go ahead and check this out.
So much wrong with this. I mean, this is, Dr. Paul, I think every so often we get a glimpse behind the curtain of what's really going on, what people are really about. Now, this is a shock video that was released a couple of days ago. A doctor in North Carolina was talking to, her name is Mary Catherine Brudick. She's a physician at the medical center. She's asking Carolyn Fisher, who's the hospital's director of marketing. That's kind of weird. I didn't realize hospitals had directors of marketing. But she's basically saying, hey, how can we ramp up the fear? And this is what the video, the leaked video said, quote, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. If you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die, is what she said to the marketing director. Let's just really be blunt to these people. And then she asked the director if they could actually, which I would say fraudulently, continue to list post-COVID cases as current people hospitalized. She said, my feeling at this point in time is that maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. There are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of patients we have in the hospital? So that, think about that next time you hear about the hospital thing. Yeah. About it.
What you just read just represents an attitude which used to be endorsed by a small percentage of people, but then it can go epidemic and it's catchy. And to different degrees, of course, is accepted by a large number of population. Now, she accepts it because, in a way, she's a sociopath because she's willing to do this, and it's a lot. You know, she says this lie, this is, this will help promote our cause, and she probably would argue that she's preventing diseases because more people want to get vaccinated and that sort of thing.
Okay, so with that said, friends, we've seen that. Now coming to the end of the show here. I want to tell you all thank you for being patient with me. We love you by what we do. Again, we're going to Centerville right now. We'll be talking with Ted Nugent, guys. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.